Well, right now, more than a dozen states are facing lawsuits over whether they're investing enough money in their public schools. One of them is Pennsylvania, which has wide spending gaps between rich and poor districts. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Kevin McCory brings us this story of a teenager who's gone to schools that are have and have not.
This winter, high school junior Jamira Miller would run to Spanish class, not to get a good seat.
The cold is definitely a distraction. We, like, race to her class to get the best blankets.
Because of the room's uninsulated metal walls, Jamira's Spanish teacher provided blankets, such as life in the William Penn School District in an inner-ring suburb of Philadelphia. The students here are largely low-income and African-American. The hardest part for Jamira isn't the cold, but knowing it's just not like this for students in other districts.
It's never going to be fair. They're always going to be a step ahead of us. They'll have more money than us, and they'll get better jobs than us, always.
Before her family moved, Jamira attended classes in the more affluent Upper Moreland District, which is predominantly white, and according to state and local records, spends about $1,200 more per student. That difference adds up to better buildings, smaller class sizes, and less teacher turnover. Jamira's mother, Jamela, says her daughter's time there made a huge difference academically.
Because of her foundation here, she's able to excel here, whereas, you know, students like my younger one who started off here, she kind of just plateaued and stayed.
The Millers moved because they needed more space, and closer to Philadelphia was their only option. They knew William Penn didn't have a great reputation, but they had a plan.
We thought we would be able to put our kids in private school, but we had, like, some things that came up. I lost my job, so financially it became hard.
Why does one school district have so much less to spend than another just 20 miles away? Well, in Pennsylvania, as in many states, local property tax revenue makes up a big chunk of the money schools have. Pennsylvania also ranks near the bottom in the share of school money the state kicks in to help. And when the legislature decides how to divvy up that state cash, it doesn't consider factors that many other states do, like the number of students in poverty or learning English. In an attempt to change that, Jamela and her family have joined a school funding lawsuit against the state.
Why wouldn't you want to provide all students with all the same tools to ensure that they would be able to meet those goals?
There is bipartisan agreement in the state capitol about the need for change. But many Republican lawmakers oppose the broad tax hikes needed to level the playing field. House Education Committee Chairman Stan Saylor says district leaders can do a better job of spending the money they already have.
It's not about the dollars. It's where that local school district spent those dollars over the last many years. We need more aggressive administrators, principals, and superintendents who can tailor education in whatever particular school district it is to what the needs of that school district is.
The state Supreme Court is expected to hear the Millers' case this year. Whatever happens, Jamira says she's learned something from this fight over fairness in school funding.
What I'm about to say might not be very nice, but rich people aren't going to want that. They want their kids to have better things so that their kids can get a jump start in life and be ahead of everyone else. And as long as people feel that way, we all won't be equal. We won't receive equal education ever, because education is what gets you success.
For NPR News, I'm Kevin McCory in Philadelphia.
And Kevin's story is part of NPR Ed's School Money series. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org.